You're listening to the Embracing Grief podcast.
We're your hosts, Trish and Lori, two women on a journey of life after the passing of our spouses.
Our conversations are sparked by experiences and how we are creating the next chapters of our lives with our children, with our careers, and with our grief.
We are sharing real life situations and actions to keep moving forward with honor, belief, and connection to create a sense of community.
You are not alone. We are so grateful you're here.
Hey.
How you feeling?
I feel pretty good.
I overdid it yesterday. I went for a walk with my sister, and then we stood for a while and talked to a neighbor, and so I was okay. And then I went for a car ride for an hour and a half just to see the fall foliage, which isn't necessarily a good thing because my legs aren't in the right position. And then I went on a candy run with my sister last night, and just big lots. She's like, let's just put big lots. I'm like, I'll go wherever you want to go because I can't drive. And so we're in there, and of course I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm free. I get to go somewhere, you know? So anyway, it was funny. So I was kind of sore. So I sat on ice last night, and then I went to bed, slept on ice, and I got up and sat on ice again this morning, but I'm better now. Pretty good. Yeah. So I'm trucking around pretty good. I was trying to think. I was supposed to be up to a mile within the first week. And I've surpassed that for sure. So I'm getting better.
So the surgery went well.
Oh, yes. So surgery, if you were to look at my body about a week ago, because that would have been 1 week out, I look like I got in a fight and lost because I had massive bruising all down my right side. They made an incision about probably a little shorter than the length of your hand. It's called a posterior lateral incision. So it's not exactly on the back and it's not exactly on the side. And then they did all their work through that, through this one incision. And I won't get into any graphic details, but if somebody were to YouTube it, you probably wouldn't do it. It's kind of gory. And it's amazing that they do all of that. But I'm pain-free from all the arthritis that I had, which is phenomenal. So I can get up and move. And I am just so, you know, I'm so excited to 6 months from now to be able to be out hiking and biking and back to yoga and not have pain. So yeah, it is a weird thing because, and I was talking to my physical therapist about this, it's a weird thing because it's like a part of you is gone and then something superficial is there. So it's that you kind of got to, for me, I'm still kind of wrapping my head around it, that there's something fake in my body. But I think one of the most, I don't know what the right word is, endearing or maybe just hopeful things that has kind of come out of it is just the fact that once you get past the fact that, like, I was in complete denial, and once you get past the denial part and you actually become vulnerable and say that you're going to do this, there's all the people like, I haven't had the donor. I haven't had the donor. My uncle had the donor. I have a friend that did that. And oh my God, they're so much better. And they feel great. And they're super active and blah, 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 you know, all this. And so it's all of a sudden you have this additional community of people that are really supportive and happy for you. And they kind of want to tell their story. I mean, it's funny because there's so many similarities to just what we've talked about before, about kind of just having a community of people that are supportive and want to tell you like what they had happen and how they are so much better. So it's it's been an interesting journey, but I'm not a very patient person. So maybe that's why some of this stuff has happened to me. I remember years ago after Craig had passed, I was struggling with patience with my son. And I was like, and I would always pray for more patience. And then there's a, it's a quote, maybe it's a Bible verse. I'm not quite sure, but it's like you pray for it and it's not all of a sudden like it's granted to you. You almost have to earn it. And so it's in the earning that I think I'm developing patience. So I'm getting my patience. I just didn't think I had to get it this way. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
As you were talking, just that idea of having pain for so long, it almost becomes part of you.
Yeah.
And then not only do you have this new thing in your body, but you also don't have the pain that you were used to having.
Yeah.
And I think that's so when you were talking about that, I totally related that to grief because, you know, I think part of the healing of grief is allowing some of the pain. You know, I feel like most people go through this stage of like feeling the pain means that you have lost someone that you love, that mm-hmm. you're remembering who they are. You're almost holding on to, you feel like you're holding on to them as well. And if you let any of that go, you're letting them go in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's, and then like part of your identity kind of gets wrapped into that pain as well. So, you know, you're not just, this surgery is pretty complex when you think about it in that regard, because you're letting go of something in your body physically that was creating pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're also kind of letting go of a piece of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm still wrapping my head around it, but then there's just so much like joy of the what's moving forward. Like my stepdad and mom took me for a drive yesterday because of all the pretty colors, and I wanted to capture them before they were gone because it's raining here now today, and so a lot of the foliage will be gone very soon, and because we're in the latter stages of the fall here, and so we were driving around, and it was just really interesting because in this beautiful state park that we drove through, and it literally called a scenic drive, I had never taken it, which I was surprised. I never even knew it was there. And so we're driving and I'm seeing like all these trails. And so I love to hike and bike and, you know, yoga, all that. And I'm looking and I'm seeing these because, you know, some of the foliage has cleared out. And so you can see more through all the forestry and everything. And so I'm looking through there and I'm like, oh my gosh, look, there's a trail there. Oh, I want to go there. I'm going to be able to go there soon. And I was just, it was just kind of, I don't know, like a renewing, new opportunity. And I know I have to be careful and get stronger, but it's almost, you know, that looking forward to that next, that I would say like next chapter, next phase or next experience. And you're right. For me, I got to the point that it was like, okay, I've got to go to this party, or okay, I've got to go to see this customer. And my head, how many steps are there? And what accommodations do I need to make? Like, do I have to take my cane, or do I need to park my car? And it was so different than what I've ever been or had to be. And you know, the people that I was around, they were same thing. Like, I didn't feel like I was maybe able to go to parties or friends or all things because I just couldn't. I mean, it was painful. And then the fact that I'm a very kind of natural person. I don't like to take really pretty much any kind. I take vitamins and minerals, but I'm not a pill person. And so I felt like I was almost, you know, just betraying myself too, of having to put things in my body that I just didn't like or went against who I am. So yeah, and I think I said this before, this process has been very much like a grief cycle. Like at first when I was told, I was angry, frustrated. And I mean, and I didn't really feel like I went through that when I lost my husband, other than just sad and lost. And I didn't really feel all the anger. But this, I kind of went through that cycle. I went through, and then you get to acceptance, but you don't want the acceptance to be like, oh, well, this is the way my life's going to be. It's more of, I'm accepting that I'm having the surgery. But yeah, so I'm in a good place. I'm having to be very watchful of my physical, how I feel, so that I don't push it too much, because I'm impatient, like I said. And so I'm trying to really listen to my body and listen to what's right for me. And so yet another journey, but I feel like I'm in a much better place mentally, and dare I say like spiritually or something, because I just feel like it was another scary growth opportunity to walk through. You have to kind of walk through that door and be courageous, and you have to be vulnerable, and you have to trust other people. And so it really showed me again, yet again, that there are people out there. Kind of goes to your Instagram that you posted, that you have to ask, and you have to, and people want to help, but you have to ask. And as soon as you make yourself vulnerable enough to ask and not think that you're a superhero and that you have to do it all alone, it really gives other people joy to be able to help you. I felt like my dad and I reconnected. He stayed with me for, I think, 4 days the first week, 4 days the second week. And we laughed a lot and laughed about different situations I was going through. And I wouldn't have had that if I wouldn't have been vulnerable and asked. And then reconnected. I mean, I was close to my mom too, but she's having so much fun taking me to physical therapy and us talking and grabbing lunch. And so it's crazy how things like this happen. And then you realize there's all these people around you. You're really not alone. But you have to be vulnerable enough and realize that you don't have to do it alone. And there's these people that want to support you, and it makes them feel good. And we can't, my husband used to always say, you know, God gives you two hands, one to give and one to receive. You got to use both. And I was like, so I kept replaying in my brain. Like, I know. Get humble again and go through that process. So I'm very grateful and grateful for the people around me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I had a similar experience with the leaves. It reminded me of when we talked about Susan Cain's Bittersweet, because I think that's also part of why autumn is such a special time, is because, you know, it's very ephemeral, short-lived. We want to capture it while we can. The leaves this past week in particular were really beautiful here, and I've been walking with a friend a few times a week, and I just had to stop and take pictures because it was just so beautiful. And of course, like, it's like on my iPhone, so the pictures don't quite capture what it's like in person, but it's still just stopping to look at the beauty around us is also just a special experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I was listening to you talk, the idea of the fact that you can't numb yourself right now. You have to stay very present in your body and really check in with yourself a lot, because if you were to just numb yourself, you would pay for it.
Right. Yeah. I would be like wobbling worse than I am. Yes.
Yeah. I had a
really weird day yesterday. You know, I've been kind of cruising along here, just kind of building things wise, just making some decisions, kind of experimenting with some things, and just kind of feeling fairly positive, actually, considering November is next week and Halloween is in 2 days. It's tomorrow when we're recording this. And then, you know, Friday we carved pumpkins and the weather was beautiful. And so we were outside in the sunshine carving pumpkins. And I was thinking back to my childhood, like we never would have done that because it's usually pretty cold when we were carving pumpkins as kids. Sometimes it was outside, but it was not pleasurable. And so just really feeling positive, you know, the kids put up our decorations. And then yesterday, it was just like a slap in the face. It's like when if you are running hurdles and then you just fall flat in your face when you miss one. Yeah, I woke up yesterday morning and it was just like a ton of brick. We had a bunch of stuff on our schedule yesterday. And the first thing being Max's soccer game. We showed up 20 minutes late because I had the time wrong in my head. Corrected my phone, wrong in my head. We showed up at halftime, which is good because at first I'm like, did the game just finish? Like we're like I screwed up so badly that the game's over. No, it was halftime. So he went in, but then the game ended early because the travel team kind of just shoved us off the field. The coach emailed later and, you know, there was a discussion, but me, I just took it all on. Like I failed as a parent. Max is actually pretty good about it. He's like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I have lots of games that I'll play. But, you know, it was just the day I was having that I'm like, this is awful. I hate this. And so we got home and I really had to do a check-in. Like, what is really happening here? Mm-hmm. And what it came down to is we went to a Halloween party last night and it was the first Halloween party that I went to without my husband in a decade. And it's strange because, you know, 4 years later, you'd think most of those firsts were done. And it would be like, I've had so many second firsts that I know what to do and I can handle it. And that just wasn't easy. And thankfully, it was with, you know, I'm very choosy about who I spend my time with now. So, you know, in my head, I had the story, we're going to a really supportive person's house. I do not have to entertain. I don't have to put on this persona. The kids can go. We can leave early. You know, all the things that we talk about on the podcast, I was really walking myself through yesterday in the car. We get home and I'm like, hey, boys, I need just a few minutes in the car. I can't even go in the house right now. Can you just give me a few minutes and I'll be right there? And they, of course, were fine. And I really had to walk myself through the whole thing. I had to take a self-compassion break, like hand on the heart, self-compassion break. This is really hard. This is really hard. This is really awful. It's terrible that this is happening. You are human. It is okay for this to be hard right now.
I feel you because, I mean, there are those moments that you think that you've got all of your shit together, right? I've done the work. I know what to expect. I know what the triggers are. I know what are going to be difficult moments. I know. However, you're human. And I had one of those moments myself last week where I was just like, take a deep breath. You can do this. You're a strong woman. It's not impossible. There's many people that have done this before you, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It happens, and it validates that you're a real person. I think it goes back to one of our guests that said, you know, grief is as big as the love that we had for them, right? And so you will continue to have this grief for the love that you have for them. I mean, and I guess if there's a silver lining to all of that is that there's a couple things. A, you were courageous enough to go, right? That triggers, you know, that's going to trigger. But it also, the silver lining is that you have this memory in your head of just all the fun that you've had in these moments of Halloween, the decoration, dressing up, all of this. You have all these things. And so what you can't beat yourself up about is the fact that you have all those moments. And so it wasn't just, oh, it's Halloween and my husband loved Halloween. It was all of those moments crushing down, like whether you were thinking of every one of them, unconsciously, all of that emotion was coming through you. And it was like, holy shit, you know, this, I'm feeling it.
Yeah. A big part of that was costume, because we often had family or couple themed costumes. The last party we went to, we wanted the boys to be Batman and Robin, but they wanted to wear PJ Masks costumes, which was fine. But Alex and I went as the Joker and Harley Quinn. And it was the last Halloween we had together. We had so much fun. He was really able to show up for us. And so I just kept, you know, thinking about, you know, all the discussions about costumes. And then he loved taking the boys to the Halloween store to pick out costumes. I'm like super cheap and I'm like, let's just make something. He's like, no, it's Halloween. Let them be what they want to be, you know? And yeah, it was so celebratory. And that's what really hit me yesterday, was not just doing it alone, not just missing him, but it was such a happy time, you know? Yeah. And that's really what was crushing down. And, you know, the party, the kids had a great time. It was wonderful. I was still that like social kind of on the sideline. I would interact, but mostly I stood outside and watched the children, which is kind of my happy space regardless of what's happened in my life. But yeah, it was still, there were still those awkward whatever, but we went, the kids had a great time. They were very, very thankful to go. I'm glad we went. It was not easy. I had a headache afterward. I knew I would. So in the car, this is the other thing, is we had a bunch of stuff we were supposed to do yesterday. And so in the car, I had to do a very, very intentional check-in. What do you have energy for? Have you drank water? What have you eaten today? I know that when I am at my limit, I'm going to get a migraine. That's just, it's just the way my body works. And so what have you done to prepare or ease that? And then I just canceled a couple of, I'm like, what is the most important part of this day? It's the Halloween party. It's what we need to show up for. And the rest of this stuff is not a one-time thing. It's something we do regularly. It can wait till tomorrow, you know? Yeah. And so I just manage my energy in that way and just canceled a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, and then when the youngest, it's always the youngest child who shows his, you know, performance limit first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when that started happening, what I mean by performance limit, this is actually like a term, you know, especially when you have things like layered trauma, layered emotional experiences, showing up in a social setting that requires behavior and manners and all of mm-hmm. those things is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a limit to what you can handle. Mm-hmm. That's why we see a lot of discipline behavior. My brain stopped working. So that's why we see a lot of discipline referrals and things like that from students with especially early childhood trauma, but other things as well, like poverty. You know, there's a lot of layers there. And so their performance limit is lower than some other children who have not had those experiences. Adverse childhood experiences is the term I was looking for. But so my youngest child, always the one who reaches his social performance limit first. And I'm like, we have 10 minutes to get out of here. It's been so lovely.
Yeah.
We're out.
Before we have the complete meltdown.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But they actually did really well because there were a lot of teenagers there. Because we were there for the youngest child. There was a lot of teenagers for the oldest child whose family was hosting the party. And my kids don't know teenagers. They don't have a lot of experience with teenagers. So that whole, you know, teenagers do something once, think it's funny, and then the 7-year-old thinks it's hilarious, so does it like a bunch of times and expects the funny to be every single time. Yeah. So I was kind of managing that a little bit. Yeah. Okay, good. You know, all right. Yeah. I think we should probably move on to something else. Yeah. So anyway, or, you know, my youngest child who doesn't recognize, he struggles with like play versus reality. So the game is one thing, but it's not real. We're not really doing these things.
No.
It's imaginative.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had a good time. It was definitely a struggle for me at times, much more so than them. But
mm-hmm.
I was actually pretty proud of myself that I won it all. So
I'm very proud of you for going. I'm very proud of you for realizing and just taking a moment, because there's so often times that you get in those situations. We try to push through. And then when we try to push through, it ends up being a disaster for everybody. And things as parents, you might say stuff that you don't mean, or as kids, they end up feeling terrible, or, you know, just they're not showing them their best selves. And I can totally relate to you too, because in my life, I remember my husband would be like, oh, it's Sunday, right? Or it's Saturday. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch the football game. I'd be like, really? I mean, don't I need to do something else? Or do we need to work out in the yard or blah, blah. But as I'm getting older and maybe a little bit more wisdom, or maybe listening to what I need, is that I'm realizing that that was something that he needed to just chill and kind of mind numb and relax. And it was something enjoyable, playful for him. And so that was me kind of yesterday. Well, it's me a lot this last few weeks of knowing where I am. And I just need to rest. I got to get in this place. I just need to rest. And so I did that yesterday. My mom's like, hey, let's go. And I'm like, you know, I really can't right now. I can go maybe in an hour. And I go, and if you want to go, please do. But right now, my body is telling me I absolutely need to rest. And I got to just kind of, you know, reset my mind also of I'm doing the right thing for me. And I think what you were onto there is something that is so important for us, is to, unless it's absolutely a crisis and you have to go, you don't have to go. You don't have to do. And if it can wait till tomorrow or next week, it can wait till tomorrow or next week. And you're a better person. Your kids are better people for it. And I think that that is so much about us learning to really give ourselves like a 30-second pause and be like, what is going on? And And so we're making more deliberate choices that set us and our kids up for success. And I'm like, how in the hell is it taking me this long to get here? But I'm getting here. So I'm not going to judge the fact that I still do. But I'm proud of myself for where I'm getting to. And you shouldn't be proud of that moment. You may not have done everything you wanted to, but you still had a nice time. Your kids had a nice time. You celebrated the fun that is in your life, that you're instilling that memory for your kids. And you should just reach up and give yourself a big old pat on the back or a hug for doing that. That's huge. And just think about, you haven't even done it till now. So the fact that you did it is a huge step through a doorway for you. And does it kind of stink a little bit? Yeah, kind of. Maybe a lot. But you did it. And those are all those courageous moments that we take. And if you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh. And then once you step through that doorway, you get a little bit stronger. And you're like, I'm onto something. I learned something there. And I did what I've been thinking and trying to do, but I actually did it. I mean, I had this conversation with my sister yesterday. She was the one that was walking with me. And I just said, there are a lot of people that talk about things. There's a lot of people that say things that they're going to do and the actions they're going to take. And the reality is you have to take the action. And you'll see the difference in the people around you. Who's the talker and who's the action taker? And you have to be the action taker, no matter how small. And I mean, that was just, it's been re-instilled in my brain over this time with my pimp. It's like, just take the small action. We're not looking for, it's those micro actions that build up to the macro changes. And I've seen that in my body as it's healed. I've seen it in my mobility as I'm healing. And then it's like you, where you are this weekend. You've made another transition. No pun intended, transition, doorway, whatever. But you have, you made another transition. And there's so much strength in that. There's so much, I think, just growing in that. And the thing that I really like what you said, and we've talked about this before, is that our husbands were kind of our funny guys. They're the ones that produced moments of laughter and joy, because we can tend to be more serious. And so they're the ones that were like, oh, let's go spend the money at the ball game and have hot dogs and eat bad food. Let's go spend money on stuff. And my husband was a total gear guy. I mean, so we were going to go camping. We bought all the gear and maybe two of them versus just one. And I'm like, do we really need that? Yeah, we absolutely do. And so that is the stuff we miss. But I mean, that's why we married them, because they had that spark in them that lit our spark. And so I'm very happy for you. I'm so proud of you for going. I'm so happy the kids had fun. I think it's great that you were able to deliberately see what was unraveling in front of you about yourselves and the kids. And that just takes being a mom and practice and being a strong woman and sometimes not so strong woman and realize your limits. So I'm really proud of you. Not that you need me to be proud of you, but I just know those moments that I've experienced, and I'm kind of proud of myself. You should be proud of yourself. It's what it makes us keep going forward.
Yeah. So I think the journal prompt this week is a check-in. Where am I now? What do I need? And also, what happens when I push the limit? Creating that self-awareness of where I am, what do I need? And if I go and don't give myself what I need, what typically happens? And that way you can create awareness around that and kind of alleviate some of what happens in the aftermath.
I think that's the great journal prompt. because it's also realizing exactly what you said. What happens in the aftermath, emotionally, physically, and in the self-talk that you end up having. All of that is stuff that I think to consider, that we've considered. So it's fantastic prompt. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for chatting today, Trish.
I enjoyed it. Good to catch up.
Yeah, with you too.
Okay,